This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, February 9th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins and Undersecretary of Agriculture for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs Luke Lindberg publishing a joint opinion piece in the Dallas Morning News highlighting how the Trump administration has been working to repair the trade relationships and secured a significant win to deliver water to Americans in need in the Rio Grande Valley. After weeks of tough negotiations, the Trump administration secured an unprecedented deal to guarantee enforcement of the 1944 U.S.-Mexico Water Treaty, delivering real certainty for those who depend on the Rio Grande. That in the comments from Secretary Rollins and Undersecretary Lindberg. They continue, at long last, farmers in South Texas will be able to plant crops, ranchers will be able to nourish cattle, and communities across the valley can once again build and expand. The White House recently concluding new trade deals with two Central American nation agreements hailed by the NPPC, El Salvador and Guatemala, which were part of the 2004 U.S. Dominican Republic Central America Free Trade Agreement, signed their respective reciprocal trade agreements with the United States in late January after negotiating a framework deal last November. Both countries agreed that any sanitary, phytosanitary measures must be science and risk-based, and if they result in trade restrictions, they must be removed. Furthermore, they cannot adopt or maintain SPS measures that are incompatible with U.S. or international standards. The Trump administration said Friday that a new trade pact with India would reduce tariffs on dried distillers' grains, red sorghum, tree nuts, fruit, soybean oil, wine and spirits, and other agriculture products. President Donald Trump, in a Truth Social post earlier in the week, signaled that the two governments had come to an agreement to lower tariffs on each other's exports. As a part of the deal, he said India had agreed to increase its buys of American exports by some $500 billion and stop buying Russian oil. Trump lifted some tariffs on India Friday, and the two sides released a joint statement with the key terms of the deal. Citing the high cost of ground beef, the Trump administration temporarily increasing a tariff rate quota for beef by 80,000 metric tons and allocating all of it to Argentina to import lean beef trimmings to the U.S. The release of the EO comes after the U.S. and Argentina announced a trade deal that allows the U.S. to export 80,000 metric tons of beef to Argentina duty-free. In an executive order, President Trump says the presence of New World screwworm and the historically small U.S. cattle herd have contributed to record high prices of ground beef. The latest consumer price index shows the price of beef and veal rose 16.4% from December 24 to December 25. Uncooked ground beef was up 15.5%. A Super Bowl ad paid for by the nonprofit Maha Center caused a stir as boxer Mike Tyson said, "Processed foods kill." CEO Melissa Hochstead of the Consumer Brands Association said, "We are disappointed to see this kind of rhetoric on such an important topic," adding that the industry is working to increase transparency, which it sees as more productive than, quote, seeding fear and misinformation. Secretary Kennedy said on a social media post, "There's never been a more important message delivered during the Super Bowl." Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. The countdown for Commodity Classic 2026 is on. Cut through the noise and get straight to what works in San Antonio, Texas, February 25th to 27th. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge technology from over 400 exhibitors. Don't miss your chance to celebrate 30 years of agriculture excellence. Head to CommodityClassic.com and register today. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.